The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Why would anyone get excited about an app promising to put all the hunting rules in one place? That's what Kenny Hale is trying to fathom as he flips through the official Virginia hunting pamphlet at the counter of his gun store in Albemarle County.
A lot of the good old boys aren't plugged in, like me, you know?
Not everyone who wants to harvest wildlife has such confidence in page flipping. Consider Andrew Sneathern. Although he's an attorney certified by the Virginia Bar Association, this recent arrival to Charlottesville doubts his own ability to sift through the thousands of federal, state, and local rules that regulate fields and rivers.
I have found myself not going trout fishing as much because I'm concerned about violating some regulation.
Whenever anglers stop angling and hunters stop hunting, that's a worry for Jackson Landers. A new hire with the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, Landers points out that his salary as a hunting educator depends on licenses and fees collected from hunters, whose numbers have been falling in recent years.
If we run out of hunters, we run out of funding to pay for conservation in America.
Enter Waldo Jaquith, Landers' twin brother. Their quality-minded parents gave mom's last name to one and dad's last name to the other. Fresh from a stint at the White House and heavily armed with more than $500,000 in grant funding, Jaquith just launched something called the U.S. Open Data Institute. Its first major effort is a project to turn all Virginia laws affecting hunting, fishing, and boating into a single user-friendly app.
Knowing what you can hunt and when you can hunt it and with what weapon is really pretty challenging.
No stranger to making the intricacies of government a little easier to understand, Jaquith was the driving force behind Richmond Sunlight, a user-friendly guide to the General Assembly, as well as Virginia Decoded, an open-source look at the Commonwealth's laws. Jaquith says he appreciates the existing hunting pamphlet, but he worries that in the rush to the rivers and deer stands, some might breeze past its 72 pages and rely instead on hearsay.
Hunting is a multi-billion dollar industry in the U.S., but most of how hunters learn about what they're allowed to hunt is based on this received wisdom, the same way anybody knows about any laws. Like, well, I mean, how do you know that's illegal? Well, somebody told me once, and that's a really terrible way to find out about the law.
Jaquith hopes the app, which he anticipates finishing in a few months, becomes a model that will be emulated by all 50 states. This is Hawes Spencer.